Hello, brothers and sisters and YouTube family. Hope you guys are being blessed. After receiving the Lord during the Lord's Supper, I came before him in adoration after prayer to sit and hear if he had anything to say. It has been that same somber feeling between us now, where he seems very quiet. I then saw a vision of Jesus resting his chin on one hand as he's sitting down leaning, looking outside of a window, as if he was waiting for someone. He looked sad and deep in thought. So I said, "Beloved Jesus, you seem more quiet than usual today. What is on your heart?" Jesus began, "I'm still waiting for my brides to respond. Many are still fixated with the world, affections and its allurements. So I sit like a lover waiting for their spouse to walk in the door any moment, hoping that this will be the day she comes running through the door into my arms to embrace her, hold her tenderly, and tell her how much I've missed her and love her. So I too must wait, but I'm waiting with expectancy, my little ones. I know a time is coming very soon where many will get sick of the world and come back home to me. To my lonely ones, those who feel a keen sense of loneliness and dryness, even as you're still pursuing me, don't give up, beloved. I adore you, and I'm pleased with you, seeking me despite the demands of your family and the many distractions you have to resist and cut through just to spend time with me. This is a cross I'm allowing you to carry, because I know your heart belongs to me, and just because you feel dry, it won't draw you further away from me, but quite the opposite, as you continue to seek me until you find me. Many graces are being released on souls right now who are in need of refreshing, watering, and of my tangible presence so that I don't lose them to other allurements. That's why I've allowed this, my dear ones, so please endure a bit longer. And know that I'm very present with you, holding you tenderly every time you come in my presence, no matter how late or early. Whether people are around you or not, I am there, but I'm continuing to mature you. Don't allow this to cause you to become wayward in thinking because you don't feel my presence. I'm closer than a breath away. When you can't seem to sense me, just say in your heart, 'Jesus, hold me.' And stop for a moment. Imagine me right there holding you because I am. I carry you tenderly in my heart, beloved faithful ones. It is your fellow brides that I'm grieving after who need the graces to be drawn back home. So in the moments of your dryness, remember, I'm giving the grace to another. Pray fervently for my other brides, lost in the world. But as a loving spouse, I won't leave you too long high and dry. Set up a date now with me and see if I don't show up. Beloved, share your experience we had last night with them as you went ice skating." I said, "Wow, okay, Lord." Well, family, Father Ezekiel called me last night saying Jesus wanted to ice skate with me that evening. I was busy working on the channel again and thought that would be cool. It's been so long since I've actually seen him with the eyes of my heart or had an intimate moment like that, besides when he told us to plan our wedding, which was months ago. So I worked and worked, thinking I'll do that after I'm finished. However, it was about 12 a.m. once I got done. I began thinking, I bet Jesus is so disappointed or hurt because I left him hanging for 3 hours just to get some work done. In the past, with me and Mother Claire, it hurts him when we keep him waiting for other things. So I thought he would feel that way. However, I still made an effort to meet with him. I slipped into bed and put some soaking music on and decided to stretch my faith to try to see him and meet him at that skating rink. I saw myself in a maroon short dress with tights and white skate shoes looking around for him. Then I felt someone rush up on me, so close from behind, almost bumping into my back. It was Jesus, who then grabbed my hands and whispered in my ear, "I've been waiting for you," as he held my waist, twirling me around, saying, "Let's skate." He was about 18 years of age, and so was I, as he was dressed in white blouse and black tap pants with white skating shoes. It was such a wonderful time, as we did all sorts of tricks on the ice that I'd always wished I could do. Then at some point, we were both lifted up off the ice into the air. I was so scared at first, and held on to him tightly, as we went up and up. Then as I looked down, we were high up in the sky among the stars as he let go of me and began to skate in the air. I was frightened at first because I had nothing to cling to. Then as I eased up, I realized I had perfect balance. As he skated, glowing lights traced his every movement, so it became a beautiful light show in the sky as he was skating in the shapes of hearts around me. Then he beckoned me to come. As I picked up my leg hesitantly in the air, I was gliding with such ease as pink and yellow lights traced my movements as I skated with him and around him as well. It was just beautiful, guys. Then I embraced him so tightly, telling him this was my favorite place to be, right on his heart, as I closed my eyes in this most magical experience. And when I opened my eyes, we had folded back down on the ice. I didn't want to move from that position of embrace with him, and Jesus read the thoughts of my heart. So we just began to move on our own. He wasn't skating, I wasn't either. However, we were moving, twirling around side to side, just holding each other on the ice in that position of embrace, as if a force was moving our skates for us. It was wonderful, and I haven't experienced that in so long. So thank you, Jesus, for that grace last night. Jesus continued, "You're welcome, beloved. I needed that too. I truly did. I need that from all my brides. If you would continue to come faithfully and endure in the midst of dryness, I will surprise you and visit you with such consolations. Don't give up coming to me. I know the graces right now are needed for my wandering brides in the world. I would also like to encourage my faithful little ones to pray the Stations of the Cross every Friday. You all are in a season of much suffering, and I know many of you are weary. This will strengthen you to unite yourself with me and endure with me patiently the cross I've given you to bear. I love you, my little ones, and continue to pray for my lonely heart that is waiting for my lost and wandering ones to come home. I honor your praise and sacrifice for them." And that was the end of Jesus' message. So Lord, I just thank you for a wonderful time and wonderful experience. Lord, give us the grace, your faithful ones, to stay faithful to you. Could just like your brides who are lost to this world, that can easily be with us, Lord, without your grace. Please help us, Lord, to be near you. Help us to embrace our cross. Help us to be with you on the side of your cross, Jesus. And help us, O Lord God, by our life, by our example, by our love for you, to draw our wandering brides back home. Give us the grace to proclaim your love, to proclaim your truth, and to proclaim how content and fulfilled we are, Lord, with you, Jesus, that others may truly be jealous and desire what we have. Help us, Lord, to draw many souls to you, Jesus, and help our wandering brides, our wandering brothers and sisters, and still in the world, Lord, give them the grace to let go of the world. Give them the grace to desire holy things. Give them the grace, Lord God, to let go of every attachment that keeps you to weigh them down, to cause them to not come to you, Lord. We pray for their hearts to be turned towards you. We pray, Lord God, that you remove every spirit of avarice and lust and pride and greed, Lord, and discouragement and insecurity that withholds them from coming to you, Jesus, in shame. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon them as you have mercy upon us. We thank you for this wonderful message, and I just pray that you release a grace right now, Lord, a grace of faith upon your faithful ones to enter in, Lord God, into their hearts for a spiritual retreat with you, whether it be in the garden of their hearts or in the cross, Lord God, with you, Jesus. Give us grace to believe, Lord God, to imagine, Lord God, using our sanctified imagination to see, to hear, and to be with you. And all these things I pray in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys until the next message.